This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Saturday show. The phones are open. If you want to join us, you can do that at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want, although a lot of people are talking about the latest police murder of an innocent man, Tyree Nichols, down in Memphis. In this particular case, it happened to be an all-black cop squad that was killing a black man in this incident. Because it is not about race, it is about power. It is about them versus the rest of us, them being the thin blue line, the police, or what they call the Scorpion Squad in this particular case in Memphis. They've now disbanded the Scorpion Squad as though that's going to solve the problems. The politicians are, of course, weighing in, acting like they care about people, because we know they don't. They're just sociopaths.
Well, if you just relabel it, then it solves the problem. Some people are concerned about a recession. Well, if we just change the definition of recession, there will be
now it's not a recession. Right.
You know, we'll just relabel these, you know, thugs, and hey, they're not Scorpion anymore. Problem solved.
Yeah. On the topic of a few bad apples, where are all of the so-called good police decrying this, right? Standing up and saying this should never happen.
The police chief has spoken out.
I mean the rest of the police across the nation, across the world. Where are they? Are they standing up? Are they making noise on social media?
Are they taken to the streets?
Are they protesting against this themselves?
No, they're probably plotting ways to avoid this happening for themselves, meaning avoid getting caught in the future. Like, you got to remember to turn those cameras off.
Yeah, that's one thing I have never heard about, is these police that do these terrible things getting arrested by other police.
Right.
Like, sure, the police chief, whose job it is, and who will face heat himself if he doesn't do anything, sure, he does something, but have you ever heard of the police just going and arresting, hey, you assaulted them, you murdered them, we're going to arrest you now.
Or stopping them in the process.
Right.
This case, there was four or five police beating this guy, right? Where was one of them going, hey, guys, this is wrong?
They cut it out, yeah. Let's go to the phones here. We got Evan on the line in Texarkana, Texas. Evan, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I'm going to give kind of an unpopular opinion here. But, first of all, cops absolutely were in the wrong. I will never, ever waver from that. What they did was abhorrent, and they deserve whatever punishment is coming to them. But on the flip side of that coin, this death could have been completely avoided by Tyree.
How's that?
If you comply from the very get-go. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, the cops are in the right. I don't like cops. I think that the way that they go about things is completely wrong. And I've been pulled out of a car at gunpoint before. It's not a fun experience. It makes your flight or flight response go on 5,000.
Yeah.
But if you sit there and run, well, I mean, whatever happened to me after I run, I mean, you know, that was kind of on me.
Well, maybe,
you know,
if the police would quit murdering people, it wouldn't get people to get into their fight or flight response as soon as they're interacting with them.
Look, I did point out last night when we discussed this, I did point out that I saw the part where he did run from the cops, and I pointed out that never goes well.
They sprayed him in the face with mace,
was that
or
afterwards?
Pepper spray or something.
I didn't know that was afterwards.
Well, he was resisting before they sprayed him. In the video, whenever they pulled him out of the car, they didn't pull him out of the car. And then just start macing. From what I've seen, he started wiggling around and all this stuff. If you just let him put the cuffs on you, that man would be alive right now. Now he would have a case, and instead of being in, instead of them pulling a funeral, he'd be having a lawyer for a civil rights violation.
I mean, this guy is not a superhuman. I don't understand why they had trouble putting cuffs on him.
I don't either. I mean, you know, you got five guys that sit there and obviously work out and are trained to do all this kind of stuff.
Well, let me ask you, have you heard the stories of people who do let the police arrest them and then get killed while in custody? Like they get a special kind of van ride and get slammed against the wall of the car so much that they die?
Yeah, you're talking about Freddie Gray up in New York?
I'm talking about a lot of people. Yeah, that happens plenty.
Yeah, I mean, that was the more popular one that's a news story,
yeah.
Yes, of course. But at the same time, you know, you have to make a choice, you know? Like do I want to take a chance of, like you have a lot less chance of end up being arrested and ended up dead in the van than you do if you run and fight.
Maybe. That's what this guy did, though, right? He felt so afraid for his life that he decided he had to run, that the only chance that he felt he had for surviving this encounter was to run from these thugs. And so he did, and now he's dead.
It was an unfortunate decision, you know?
Well, let me ask you, here is what would motivate me to resist arrest. So right now, I have seen it is getting worse and worse in terms of these brand new medical treatments. This clot shot is getting forced on a lot of people, and I do not see this government becoming less authoritarian. Mm-hmm. So if I allow them to arrest me, if I let them put me in jail, how do I know that sooner or later they aren't going to put some unknown substance in me that, hey, if I'm lucky, it'll just kill me?
You don't.
No.
Okay.
No, you don't.
So then this isn't very good advice, is it?
Well, but I would still rather take the chance of taking a jail ride to jail, and something bad happened to me that way.
Yeah.
Than I would fighting the cops sit right there.
I gotta agree with Evan on this. I mean, look, having been arrested on multiple occasions, if you give any kind of resistance to these guys, including like not standing up when they want you to stand up, right? Like if you just go limp, which is not per se resistance, but just simply not assisting them with the arrest. If you don't assist them with the arrest, they at the very minimum will charge you with resisting arrest, and now you're facing even more time in a prison cell if they don't bash your head off the side of the police cruiser or the nearest curb.
That's exactly what happened to me. I'm a bigger guy, and you know I got wider shoulders, and whenever I turn around and I complied with all directions that they gave me. And because of the way that, you know, my arms go behind my back, because they don't go as close to that whenever my arms are behind my back, my wrists don't touch as easy as some other people's, they took that as a sign of resistance. I was thrown to the ground and cuffed. They're like, stop resisting. I'm like, jeez. I'm not resisting. It happens. I get it. But at the same time, I'm not going to sit there and take the chance of getting pepper sprayed, getting shot, getting beat. Now, something may happen. I like I said, I'm not disagreeing with the authoritarian part of this that America is slowly becoming a police state. But at the same time, whenever you get into a conflict with these authorities and you have an interaction with these authorities, you have the best chance of living and moving on and pursuing them by just simply complying.
Thank you, Evan, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
They use violence to gain your compliance, no matter how you look at it.
Yep.
And when you are the subject of violence and you get to a point where you are literally afraid for your life, the cops like to play this one. Oh, I feared for my life, so I shot him. Well, this kid feared for his life, so he ran, and now he's dead.
And what was he, what were they concerned with him doing?
A traffic stop, traffic violation.
A traffic violation. Yeah. So they needed to apparently use lethal force to stop this person from resisting arrest for a traffic violation.
Yeah, I actually had not watched that part of the video yet. I had seen the beating portion of the video. There's apparently only one police camera that they revealed even though there's more than one cop on the scene at the initial. Well, it's inside the car initially, but then the cop gets out of the car, and then they hold him down. He gets away and runs off. But I hadn't watched the actual pullover scene, so I do want to review that footage just to see exactly how that goes. I can tell you right now, they've pulled him over in a left turn lane, which is kind of unusual. They actually appear to have stopped him by pulling up a cruiser in the oncoming lane of what would be traffic, but it's nighttime, so there's not that much traffic. So the police cruiser, so imagine you're in a left turn lane, you're at the light, there's no car in front of him, and the police have literally, like, boxed him in.
With cars?
With more than one car.
Yeah.
It's like, this isn't your standard, okay, put on the lights, let him pull over kind of situation.
Yeah, what do you think's going to happen? His instinctive desire to survive the encounter is going to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sometimes that means that your instincts aren't telling you to be submissive to a predator.
Also, the police footage here from City of Memphis does say that there's no audio for the first minute. And I've noticed this with police body cam videos where when they're released by the departments, they censor some of the audio in the footage before the relevant, quote-unquote, relevant portion happens. I want to see and hear the whole thing. I want to know, what was the radio traffic going back and forth while this officer here is in his cruiser coming up on the scene? What are they saying
to one another? If they did nothing wrong, they have nothing to hide, right?
Right. So I think that's really suspicious, and it's not just the City of Memphis. This has happened with multiple
different SOP, departments. Standard operating procedure for these thugs.
Rules for thee and powers for me.
We're going to continue here. Rob is on the line in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live, Rob.
Hey, so I want to clear something up. Guy that called there a couple of times back there that, you know, there is the watch commander. Even said that they had no explanation why the police were pulling them over. There's nothing, according to this watch commander, there's no reason why he was pulled over.
Yeah, he's got no warrants or anything like that. From what I read, it was suspected of a traffic violation.
Does he have any criminal history? Does anyone know about that?
The only thing that I have learned is that, you know, the guy's a photographer.
Okay.
You know, he had called, you know, his mother and told his mother that he was on his way home.
Mm.
You know, I mean, according to what his mother said. But, I mean, this is an absolute tragedy.
That makes me wonder if there's more going on in this story. Like, had he accidentally even, you know, caught a photograph of something that they did not want getting out? Because, I mean, they didn't act for no reason, and I'd like to know what the reason was.
Well, I mean, when you watch the video, if you've watched it more than once, you know, you'd almost think that, you know, that this was like a hit. You know, because, I mean, just listen to the officers when they're talking. I mean, they're not paying any attention for this guy for about 20 minutes before an ambulance came in. And it was just like a regular routine, like a regular, ordinary day. You know, and some of the officers were complaining about this and about what this hurt and that hurt, and they're all out of breath and everything. Well, of course.
Oh, yeah, the poor officers.
You just kicked the living snot out of this guy. You know?
Yeah, and no, that's exactly what this sounds like when you're describing it. Like, if you had, like, a mafia that was doing a hit on someone, this would be a really effective way to do it. You wait until they're in their car, stopped at a light, in the turn lane at night, when there's not a bunch of people around, and you box them in with three cars.
Yep.
Man, that is a perfect way to perform an assassination.
That is scary as hell.
Yeah. It is. Maybe they got the wrong car. Maybe they were looking for somebody else that they were going to do that to.
Good question.
Who knows? I mean, if this guy doesn't have any criminal record, you know, they're going to explain what's happened here.
The only way I can think for individuals to combat this in a peaceful way is to arm yourselves with cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself a camera in your car. Get yourself some sort of a recording app on your phone so that when you do get pulled over, you're recording the entire interaction so that if you die, there's at least a record of how it went down. An honest record, one that's not censored by, you know, when they release the video officially without audio or missing parts of video.
Well, it's like I was saying last night, Captain. You know, it's like this is a thing now.
Rob, you're a little muffled. I don't know if your phone shifted positions there.
But, you know, this is a thing now. And you know, it's a 50-50 chance of whether you're going to live or die if you get accosted by the police now.
Yeah, I wonder if there's anybody out there listening that when they see the blue and red lights go on behind them when they're driving, if they feel comfort, if they feel like, oh, it's my friend Bob or whatever, right? You know, No, they all feel that pit in their stomach. They all feel that fear. They all that fight or flight instinct starts
kicking
in. That adrenaline rush. You're like, oh no, what now? Oh God, the last thing I need is to get pulled over.
Mm. As of yesterday,
maybe a police chief, one of my underlings. Now I didn't punish them.
According to Newsweek's story published yesterday, they have no evidence to suggest that Nichols has any criminal record of any kind at this point. So that if there is any kind of record, it has yet to surface. Rob, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts here tonight. The number for you, if you want to join us, phones are open here at 603-283-6160. You can, of course, bring up absolutely anything you want. Protests happening in various different places around the country today. According to this coverage at CNN in New York, skirmishes broke out between protesters and police officers as demonstrators crowded Times Square. According to a video posted to social media, three demonstrators were arrested, one of whom was seen jumping on the hood of a police vehicle and breaking the windshield, according to NYPD. Protesters also gathered in Washington, D.C. to demand justice for Tyre Nichols. Along the West Coast, protests were in Portland, Oregon, and San Francisco. So, yeah, a lot of people got out today, apparently, and expressed their frustration, which is unfortunately all anybody knows how to do.
Yeah.
They don't understand the real problem here is, as you pointed out, guys, earlier tonight, is the existence of this monopoly on violence. That is what the state is. That is what the government is, and that is who the police are. They occupy this position of protecting not you, but the state itself, but the politicians, and the entire power structure. And until people come to the conclusion that this system needs to end, that it is outdated, it is barbaric, and it is not fit for, quote-unquote, civil society, because this isn't civility. This isn't being civil to one another.
No, certainly it's not.
This isn't the scorpion group that's bringing peace to neighborhoods. Scorpions don't do that. They bite you. They hide in the dark, and then they bite you when they when you come close to them.
They inject you with poison.
Yeah.
And maybe it is just the raw senselessness of this. Because every other time when, at least when I hear about that, I can remember that the police, you know, murder someone who's not harming anyone, there's at least something, you know? I mean, speeding or something, or they looked like someone that they were looking for or something. But with this, I mean, it's just completely senseless. So, I mean, I can see why this would freak people out, where it's like, wait, so there's literally nothing I can do to even protect myself from being murdered by these people.
Right. And we all know that police have manufactured many things, whether it's context, whether it's framing somebody by planting evidence.
Sure. Throw some drugs on him.
Yeah. You know, they could have done anything they wanted to attempt to sort of explain their way out of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And my guess is that this particular guy knew that when the confrontation
occurred.
I mean, of course, right? Mm-hmm.
Here's gotta be somewhere
here's
in the back
yet
mind.
Another black man struggling against the police who's completely innocent of anything, so it appears, right? And, you know, he's put in a position where he feels his life is being threatened. He figured he was going to die, so he might as well run.
Yeah, and when you corner an animal, it causes them to reach into their lizard brain, the reptilian complex, and it only knows how to do a couple of things. And in this particular case, fighting was not that choice. It was fleeing.
You know what you don't see in any of the video is any de-escalation techniques.
Oh, hell no.
You don't see any of that.
By the way, I did get a technical note here from Jay in our chat room over at chat.freetalklive.com, the on-air now room. He says, just speaking to my complaint that there's like a minute of no audio on this video footage, he says the 30-second or one-minute audio delay is built into the police body cams. He says it's done on purpose automatically, of course, so they know they can talk about whatever they want before hitting the record button on it. Essentially, the cams are always recording video, but not audio. The video automatically gets deleted in those 30-second or one-minute segments if the record button isn't pressed. The video cache is only saved to RAM, so you can't recover police wrongdoing off the flash memory if you tried.
Hmm. Of course. Why wouldn't it work the way it works for, well, everybody else on planet Earth?
Right. You might end up with accountability. We can't have that. Their technology can only serve to help them and harm you, not the other way around.
Officers have been charged with murder in this particular case. The Memphis Police Department has been unable to find anything to substantiate the probable cause for reckless driving, which is what they claimed that Tyree was apparently doing before they pulled him over, which why would you need three cruisers to pull somebody over for reckless driving? And the video of the encounter shows a, quote, disregard for life, duty of care that we're all sworn to, according to the spokesperson for the Memphis Police Department.
Well, just being a police officer violates those things.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the whole idea that they care is just, you know, sorry, actions speak louder than words. And I'm not just talking about the actions of these five officers. Yeah. What about the other ones that came onto the scene? Did they show care for this gentleman who had been beaten by these men?
Right.
Did they show care? No, it took, according to this news story, 23 minutes from the time Nichols appeared to be on his back on the ground before the stretcher arrives to actually take him away. In the meantime, police and whoever else was on the scene just described as milling about.
Yeah. And it's my understanding that the police are supposed to be trained first responders with regards to medical care and things of
are
that
they?
Nature. They're supposed to be able to perform
first
aid. And so if they're the ones who beat the guy and then they do not administer first aid, that to me is premeditation.
It's a very good point.
If you want to join the show here, the number is 603-283-6160. The Memphis Police Association, which represents city police officers, expressed condolences to the Nichols family and said it doesn't condone the mistreatment of citizens or abuse of power. But yet the police associations, the police associations are regularly backing up these officers who beat people and get away with it. In a lot of cases, it's the police union specifically who fight to get these officers' jobs back after they've been, in many cases, fired from some department.
Right, why don't you just apologize while you're mid-beating? Bam!
Yeah.
Bam! I'm
sorry.
So sorry about this. Bam! Bam! I don't condone this action.
Yeah. You're making me do this. The number here is 603-283-6160. We really care about you.
Stop hitting yourself.
It's our duty to care.
Yeah. More coming up here. You can join the show and bring up whatever you want. Captain, you've got a related story.
I do.
Coming up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. Former President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama are calling for police reform following the release of the video showing the beating of Tyre Nichols. The Obamas tweeted on Saturday that the vicious, unjustified beating of Nichols were just the latest painful reminder of how far the country still has to go to have streets policed properly. Former President Trump held his first campaign event in South Carolina on Saturday.
We will get critical race theory and other left-wing lunacy out of our military, and we will get it out of our classrooms, and we'll get it out fast.
Trump also spoke to Republicans in New Hampshire on Saturday. Nearly half of the states across the country are rooting for the Bengals to make it to the Super Bowl. Twitter fan support hashtag data compiled by BetOnline shows that people in 23 states want Cincinnati to advance. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and the phones are open if you want to join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the latest police murder. No, I'm not saying the police were murdered. The police murdering an innocent person here who apparently was just simply trying to drive home to his mom's house and got pulled over. And that is not even the right term. Boxed in is more accurate,
right?
In this particular case, boxed in by multiple police cruisers, members of the so-called Scorpion Force, who then stung him to death by beating him, by punching him in the face, by tasering him, by pepper spraying him, by kicking him in the head, according to what I saw in some of this the footage that the Memphis City of Memphis has posted on their Vimeo channel, which we link to on our social media. If you are on our social media or not yet, you can go to social.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there, and you can follow the @FTL account. You'll find our posts of show prep and things like that there. We've been covering this story as, you know, fairly in-depth so far tonight. If you have a comment, you're certainly welcome to join us. I know, Captain, you have a related story
about apparently a man who was disabled, or is disabled. Is he even alive at this point, this guy?
Well, so...
he had an encounter with the police.
He had an encounter with the police in December of 2022. Mm-hmm. So this is a sort of a follow-up story, because the headline is, a SWAT team wakes up couple, shoots unarmed disabled husband,
oh god,
and then attempts to cover it up.
All right, we're going to get into that coming up here in moments, but first we have this caller on the line. What is your name? You're on Free Talk Live.
My name is Walt.
Walt, you're on the air.
Hey, man, I'm from Bullhead City, Arizona.
Excellent.
I understand all this. I watched an armed conflict last night in my neighborhood.
Wow. What happened?
Evidently, somebody called on the man. He come out the door with a gun in his hand. And so the neighbors called. And anyway, the law enforcement showed up. It was over an eight-hour standoff.
Mm.
The man barricaded himself back into the house. And evidently, he fired on law enforcement, and they shot him five times.
Damn. What was the alleged thing he was doing? Was he just simply walking outside with a gun, or was he threatening someone in his home or outside?
I don't think there was any threat involved. I think he just come out, and he was brandishing a firearm, and the neighbor got nervous, and it escalated into that.
Does Arizona not have open carry?
Yeah, I thought Arizona was a gun-friendly place.
Yeah, we have open carry, we have concealed carry without permit, and we have all that. But apparently, something had triggered him, and I don't know if he was threatening or not. The details are pretty slack right now.
I wonder if he told them to get off his property and they refused.
Did they kill him when they shot him five times, or is he in the hospital?
They shot five times. There was a stray round that hit another person in another, and it's an RV park. So RVs do not have much for protection.
Nope, and they're close by to one another.
Yeah,
and the bullet went through and went through her trailer and hit her, and they flew her out flight for life. She's going to be okay. But he came to the door, and I was standing in the yard, and I heard the five shots, and I'm like, that's a trained officer shooting right there, because
right.
It was five, and it was rabid. He barricaded himself back in, and like I said, there's...
Hold on, so he went back in the trailer after the five shots?
After the five shots, he barricaded himself back into the trailer, and RVs are nothing to barricade yourself in.
Nope.
But I heard him trying to talk him down. I was listening to the whole thing and trying to talk him out.
Wow.
And I heard two muffled shots, and then it was over. So don't know the details.
So, you don't know what happened to this guy?
No, I don't know. They said they arrested him, but I don't think they arrested him. I really don't. But the details, like I said, this happened late last night, so the details have not come out.
That's crazy.
But as far as law enforcement is concerned, I have had my own run-ins with them many times.
Mm-hmm.
And I got pulled over going into a small town in Nevada where I used to live. That's where my son lived.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks before, I had been pulled over by local law enforcement and my truck searched. The next week, I come up to see my kid. They searched my truck again.
Why are they searching your truck? You're not giving them permission, are you?
There wasn't much choice. They pulled me out of the truck and said, "We're going to search your vehicle. We think you're running drugs."
So they didn't even ask you if they can search your vehicle or say, "Show you a warrant."
What's the probable cause for that?
Now, the probable cause is just because of who I was and their assumption that this is what I was doing.
They know you. These cops know you. You're from the town. Originally?
I was from the town. I had moved away, but they had known me for 17, 18 years, and I'd known them. I know them all personally.
Mm-hmm.
The second week I went up, they searched my truck again, found nothing, jacked me around and all. The third trip, I decided I would go in the morning. I was coming into town about 7:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I passed the lieutenant, who I know personally.
Mm-hmm.
There was a highway patrol and another deputy behind them. The highway patrol and the deputy flipped around on me. And I said, "Oh, here we go again."
Wow.
So when I got into the edge of town, they pulled me over. They pulled me out of the truck. And said, "Hey, we need to discuss your bald tire situation on the front of your truck." And I got out and I looked at them, and they're not bald, but they were worn. And mm-hmm. I said, wow, you guys have got good eyes to see bald
eyes. While in motion.
5 miles an hour.
Right.
You know, it was an amazing feat. And yeah. they said, well, we can't. I said, as soon as I get home, I'll have new tires put on it. Just visiting my kid. And they said, well, we cannot let you drive this vehicle in this condition. And I said, well, tow it, and I will go get it.
Right.
And they said, in order for us to tow it, we have to search your vehicle.
Wow, that's horse hockey.
At that point, I kind of lost my mind. And I said, no, you're not. And I got in my truck. And I put my hands on the keys. One of them had my left arm out the window. The other one leaned across my mirror of the truck with pepper spray. And when I built the fire in that truck, he started spraying.
Yeah.
When I got 5 blocks away, I realized I could not drive anymore because I could not see.
Yeah, right.
I was going to kill myself or somebody. When they got to me, my truck was shut off. I was laying on the ground prone. And I still had to go have stitches.
Oh, yeah, they had to punish you for, you know, disobeying them and running away. Yeah. Have you talked to any attorneys about all these, what I would consider to be illegal searches?
I did not talk to them. They arrested me that night, that day, put me in jail, and gave me a slew of charges. There was like 5 felonies that I was facing.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I talked to an attorney. The least you can do is make them do extra paperwork. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
What are the felonies you're facing? Like fleeing?
Fleeing from law enforcement, resisting arrest. There was a slew of them, endangering people because I was running about 100 miles an hour when I decided to leave.
You say was, so is this, are these still pending charges?
Oh no, they're not. These are long term charges. But they let me out. They put me in jail. I was in jail for about 3 weeks. They took me down to a separate area. This is like rural Nevada. Mm-hmm. So they took me to another town. They had me X-rayed because they thought I was running dope, and they thought I'd ate a bunch of it. So they
could just X-ray somebody.
Yeah, they're
looking for the balloon that he swallowed or whatever, right?
Yeah, man. They're preaching to me, oh, this could explode in your stomach and this and that and the other. And there was nothing, you know.
I remember when we used to say that you weren't allowed to subject people to unwanted medical treatments.
Wow.
Guess that's a thing of the past.
How long ago was this, Walt?
This was in 1997.
Oh, okay.
It's been a while. It has been a long while. I've gotten a lot calmer in my life.
What happened after the X-ray? What was the next thing?
Well, the X-rays and everything, and I pretty much told him, you know, I was kind of half-ass joking with him. He sees my mouth, and was joking with him about it and all this, about the X-rays and that I might be pregnant and everything, because I knew I hadn't eaten anything,
right.
You know. But they did all that, and then they processed me and moved me to another town, and I spent 3 weeks up there with no yard time, nothing. And on the 4th of July, 1997, they came to open my door up and said, you're free to go.
They dropped the charges?
They dropped five or six charges that were on me. When I went walking out to the gate to process out and everything, they signed the paperwork, and a gentleman walked me out. And, of course, the first thing I asked him for was a smoke. He gave it to me, and I said, what happened here? And he says, you're clear of all these charges, but you're under investigation by a three-letter agency. And I said, really? But the whole slew, and then after that, I couldn't even go to that town without being pulled over.
Yeah.
I was walking up the street and had a cop car pull in behind me and hit his siren. I'm like,
I'm telling you, man. I mean, for all the problems that people have in big cities, like small town cops can be even worse, right? Because they all know who you are. They know what car you drive. If they want to pick on you, they're damn well going to pick on you.
Depends on the town, that's for sure.
Politics too, and to this day, I am scared to go back into town.
Sure.
Into that town.
I'd tell my son, you're coming to visit me,
right?
Exactly. Exactly. I'm scared to go there because it would not take all that much for me to be gone. You know?
Wow. That's what a story. And clearly, it sounded to me like the reason why they dropped those charges is because they were doing illegal things to you, right? Like the illegal searches of your car. Then what I would say is an illegal search of your body where they X-raying you, even though you're in their custody. I don't think they have the right to, like you said, just do unwanted medical procedures.
Yeah,
on
I'm
you.
Pretty sure that's against international law at that point because you are subjecting someone to unwanted medical procedures.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, yeah, and it took me about three weeks to get my truck out of impound because of the impound did. They cut my carpet in half. They ripped the floorboards out, the floor mats up, the carpet up. They cut my headliner.
You got no compensation for that. Headliner. They didn't cut you a check, right?
They tore my truck up.
Yeah.
When I went to get it, I had to work on it for an hour and a half before I could ever drive it. I was amazed. 2 weeks later, after getting my truck out of impound and all that, back into town. But I went way early in the morning, and I parked it out on the main road, and I walked away from it. And I sat back and I watched the highway patrolman leave out for work in the morning and a deputy behind her, and they saw that truck. It was like the brakes hit, back to the station they went. And then the next thing I know, I've got law enforcement following me around while I'm on foot.
Amazing. Well, great story. I mean, terrible story, but well told.
Yeah,
you definitely kept our interest.
Yeah.
And anything else you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
No, that's about it. It's just it is out of control. And as I know a cop here personally here in town where I live now. And he was in law enforcement, and he says, I got out of law enforcement when it became us against them.
That's the thing, is a lot of, if there are good cops, a lot of them quit their jobs, you know, they're not there anymore. Thank you for the call, Walt. I do appreciate hearing from you. We actually used to have a police trainer who was a listener to this show. He may still be, but he came out to like some event that we met him at one point, and like real deal, right? Like he had the look and everything.
Yeah.
So he said that, you know, it was his job to train the, you know, the next generation of cops, right? But he's seeing every year, he's got a fresh generation of recruits that he's training, and he said that over time the quality of the recruits was going down. That they were getting more of a term that I'd never heard of before. He used called badge heavies. These are people that are attracted to the job because of the violence, because of the power. And he saw more of those people and fewer of the, hey, I just want to make my town better. You know, I want to keep people safe. Those types. So more psychopaths, more like openly obvious, crazy, power sick freaks were joining. And he ended up quitting his job over that, if I recall correctly,
This is what always happens to these organizations, is that the people who join for the ideals that they're supposed to represent, well, they get in there, they find out that these ideals are not actually being upheld,
right.
And the people that join because they want to maintain this organization, they stay in, rise through the ranks, and keep it going, and of course, keep it from doing the things that it says it does.
Right. Imagine that police department, we were just hearing about them, Nevada, small town, probably no more than a handful of officers, right, for this town, and they're picking on people and they're doing illegal searches. Imagine you're the good cop, quote unquote, that just got hired on this small town police force, and you're like, you got rose colored glasses on, you're like, I'm going to help catch the bad guys and I'm going to keep the town safe. And then you go out on your first run with one of these corrupt scumbag cops, and you see him doing things like pulling people over, searching them illegally, planting drugs, or whatever other nonsense is going on. And you think to yourself, what do I do about this? I mean, I see this guy doing all this illegal stuff, but I'm just the new guy here. How am I going to be able to put a stop? If I arrest him, what's going to happen when I take him back to the station? He's buddies with the entire police department. They're going to turn on me.
Right.
So you can understand why a quote-unquote good cop stays quiet in these circumstances. I'm not excusing it, but I'm explaining it. Because these guys will turn on him. You crossed the thin blue line. You arrested one of our brothers. Now you're the problem. Even though you were trying to stop the corruption, now they're going to come after you. Now they're going to find reasons to charge target your wife. Now you're going to find reasons to target your kids.
Here's an idea that'll never be implemented that might have some impact. I think somebody told me once cops stood for Citizens on Patrol. I don't know if there's any truth to that. That's how that came about. But it seems to me that police and military should be separate entities, and we've seen over the course of the last 25 years or so that the police are becoming more and more militarized.
No, they're separate, Captain. They just get equipment from the military and dudes from the military.
Well, there used to be a law for that called posse comitatus, where there was a hard legal separation, and if you start mixing them, you would be violating the law, but they withdrew that law.
Did they?
And this is the suggestion that will never get implemented, and that is just forbidding any former military from being police.
You're just not
allowed to be police. If you want to be a head basher and a soldier and a murderer and a guy who drops bombs or whatever, then, fine. You've chosen to become a soldier. Mm-hmm. Figure out how to continue being a soldier. Don't become a citizen on patrol.
And that's an interesting proposal.
And what do you expect to happen when you militarize the police?
Mm-hmm.
You are dressing these people up and giving them training and giving them equipment that is commensurate with the idea of occupying a foreign land, then they're going to start treating their homes as if it is a foreign land that they are occupying.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to start treating the people around in those newly foreign lands as if they are enemies.
If you prohibit military people from becoming police, then perhaps you eliminate some of the us versus them mentality, because now it's like they're really part of us. Right, they're not former military coming in looking for some place to go that matches their training, right? Instead, they're prevented from doing that, and so only citizens can become police, not
an interesting
military
proposal.
Or former military.
Yeah, I mean, it would probably help a little bit.
Yeah, it might make a difference, but it's never going to be implemented, of course.
Well, and as Picos Mountaineer pointed out, power still corrupts, so you'd still have the same issues. You just wouldn't have them with the same background, and maybe it would be a little bit better. But, of course, also getting rid of the prohibitions, stopping the war on drugs, ending prohibitions on prostitution or gambling or any other nonviolent thing that they're currently enforcing.
And again,
those would help, too.
At the risk of being redundant, the police, as the largest organization, I think, in the United States. I think if you put all the police together, there might be more of them than there are military. I'm not sure of the numbers, but there's certainly a lot of police, right, all across the United States. If they all got together, even if a large percent or, 10% of them got together and said, hey, we're no longer enforcing any laws without harm to a person or property. They could do that right now. It costs nothing for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Zero. They still get paid. The taxpayers, of course, still on the hook. But they could do that right now and untarnish their reputation.
Yeah.
They're not going to do it,
of
course.
Yeah, wouldn't that be an amazing thing for someone running for sheriff to do? And I don't mean one of us, because we tend to run for these things to point out how ridiculous they are.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, wouldn't that be amazing to have someone out there who runs for sheriff on the idea of, look, we are harming people that aren't harming others.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to get in here and I want to put all of our resources toward when they're actually harming people.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Speaking of more harm, Captain, you've got yet another story here from a unarmed disabled man shot by a SWAT team. Where'd this one happen?
In Cherokee County, North Carolina. If you read the original headlines in December 22, after police filled Jason Harley Klepfer, age 41, full of bullet holes, you would have thought that police acted heroically and saved the day. Headlines, however, especially when they involve official statements from police, are often very wrong. Klepfer confronted officers. This is a quote from the official stuff. Klepfer confronted officers, forcing them to shoot the suspect, the police initially told reporters, who unquestioningly printed it. The official statement from the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office reads as follows. on Monday, December 12th, 22, at approximately 11 p.m., Cherokee County E911 communications received a 911 call indicating a disturbance with several gunshots fired at 1790 Upper Bear Paw Road. Cherokee County deputies were immediately dispatched and arrived on the scene at approximately 11:17 p.m. Deputies attempted to make contact with the alleged shooter, but was unsuccessful. Recognizing there was an armed suspect present and the potential for a hostage situation, Cherokee County Sheriff's Office obtained a search warrant and requested assistance from the Cherokee Indian Police Department SWAT team. The suspected shooter engaged in a verbal altercation with officers and emerged from a camper trailer and confronted officers. Members of the SWAT team fired upon the suspect and wounded him. The suspect was transported to Erlanger in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where he was last reported in stable condition. However, that was the official police report.
Mm-hmm.
However, video footage was released over the weekend showing this description was a lie. Klepfer never confronted anyone, complied with officers' orders, was unarmed, and had his hands up when the officers filled him with bullet holes, sending him to the hospital fighting for his life.
This video I actually have seen. Yeah. This was getting shared around quite a bit a few days ago, in December as well.
Article it was being talked about, but the video hadn't surfaced until this weekend.
Right, and then what happens is the dude walks out of, it looks like a trailer, right? He's in like a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
He walks out the trailer door. You can clearly see he's putting his hands up. And then you see like a laser on his body, and he just goes down. So he was not presenting any sort of armed threat in any way, shape, or form. And then what happens apparently is the cops come into the trailer, and they notice the camera.
Yeah, the article gets to that. According to police, they arrived at the scene that night over reports of shots fired. They wrongly accused Klepfer of holding a hostage inside his home and deployed a robot camera inside his home.
Hmm.
As the video in this article shows, the one you're watching, Ian, the robot camera wakes the sleeping couple, who then get up to see what's going on. As Klepfer and his wife walk out the front door, both unarmed, they put their hands in the air before officers open fire. Klepfer collapses. "What the hell?" his wife screamed at the officers while helping Klepfer. "He's shot. What the hell did you do?" Despite shooting an unarmed man and knowing that he's bleeding out inside, officers yell at Klepfer to come outside. He could not. As cops finally enter the trailer, Klepfer is faintly heard telling them, "I don't have a gun. I didn't have a gun." After the SWAT officers drag Klepfer's body from the trailer, they realize that they're on camera and quickly acknowledge it. One officer says, "F, cameras."
Yep.
After seeing the video recording device.
Uh-oh.
Remember earlier in this tonight I mentioned getting your own cameras? This guy
had cameras. Yeah. There's a camera up in the corner of the trailer.
We could talk
the whole thing.
We can talk more about what happened next when the police saw the cameras.
Yeah. Suffice it to say, they were caught. They weren't expecting that. That's why they said, OF. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. What do they have to hide? Oh, I don't know. Murder. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.